Change of Hearts. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1891. Nisa rang the bell of the impressive door of the house in Park Lane. While she was waiting patiently, she looked down at the plant she held in her hand. It was just coming into bloom, and was of a particularly rare species. As it was a gift, she had put some coloured paper around it and tied it with a pink ribbon. Suddenly a footman opened the door, and behind him she could just see a butler. "Is Miss Waverton at home?" she inquired politely. "She is, madam," the butler replied. "May I have your name?" "I am Miss Nisa Moore." The butler ushered her with some pomposity into an imposing sitting-room near the front door. It seemed to be filled with everything that money could buy, and Nisa looked around with interest. She wondered what it would feel like to be so rich that you could buy everything you wanted. It was so different to her own life, where she and her father had to count every penny. Her father, the Reverend Patrick Moore, had always lived in a state of penury. Yet, despite his poverty, surprisingly, he invariably got what he wanted out of life. He had fallen head over heels in love with a ravishing girl he met through friends when he first left Oxford University. The object of his devotion was Lady Elizabeth Stoner, the only daughter of a distinguished earl, who was finding it difficult to keep his ancestral home in existence. Deeply in debt and desperate to keep his estate, the earl was relying on Elizabeth's charm and great beauty to bring him a rich son-in-law. Up until that time, Elizabeth had been agreeable to whatever her father wanted. Being of a sweet and gentle nature, she preferred to do as she was told, rather than think for herself. Yet, from the moment she saw Patrick Moore, things changed, and she lost her head as well as her heart. He was undoubtedly not only the most handsome young man she had ever met, but also the most amusing and interesting. Patrick had no idea who she was, just that she was the most beautiful girl he had ever seen. Although his father had dutifully sent him to London to meet influential people, he had been so caught up in the social whirl that he had not read a newspaper. So he had never heard of Lady Elizabeth, let alone seen her engagement announcement when he met her at the home of a friend. Captivated by Elizabeth's grace and elegance, Patrick was mortified to learn that she was getting married. Even worse, he discovered that the wedding was the following day to an immensely rich German baron, who, although getting on in life, had fallen for her beauty just as Patrick had. Distraught and determined, Patrick took immediate action. A naturally impulsive man, he borrowed his friend's horses and carriage and drove at tremendous speed to where the wedding was taking place. The wedding had been arranged in a hurry, as the German baron wished to return to his own country, and the earl was keen to seal the deal. When Patrick walked in through the west door, the parson was already intoning, "If any man can show any just cause, why, they may not lawfully be joined together in holy matrimony, let him speak now, or hereafter forever hold his peace." "I forbid this marriage," Patrick shouted. Everyone in the church turned round, and there was a hushed silence as he walked up the aisle. "I forbid this marriage," he boomed again, "because the bride is not in love with the man she is marrying, but with me." Thinking he was some kind of lunatic, the parson suggested calmly, "I think we had better now retire to the vestry and discuss this matter quietly." "There is nothing to discuss," cried Patrick, as he put out his right hand and took hold of Elizabeth's. "I love you, Elizabeth, and I know you love me." She looked at him adoringly, knowing that what he said was true. She had wept every night since her father had instructed her to marry the baron. One look into her eyes was enough for Patrick. He did not wait, but holding on to Elizabeth's hand tightly, he ran down the aisle, pulling her after him. She did not resist. Before anyone in the church could do anything to stop them, Patrick had lifted the bride into his carriage.